This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back to halftime of the Huskers game against Troy. As we do each and every week, a chance to talk to University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. We catch up with what's happening this week. And I know you love to get out and see the folks around the state. And a big event this week was Husker Harvest Days took place out near Grand Island.
Yeah, you know, Greg, Husker Harvest Days just ended, and we're headed into harvest season. So it always makes me think a lot about agriculture. I grew up in an ag economy, and in Nebraska, it's the number one industry. And the University of Nebraska, as you know, has a 10 or 15 decade long tradition of driving agricultural innovation.
I know earlier this summer you were out and around the state. What'd you see?
Well, I did have the opportunity to take a road trip across greater Nebraska, and I can't tell you how impressed I am with our extension team and our researchers that are out in the field. The University of Nebraska has a presence in all 93 counties, and I had the chance to visit research and extension centers in Scotts Bluff and North Platte and get an up-close and personal look at the work we're doing to serve Nebraska farmers and ranchers. And so it's always fun for me to talk to researchers about the work that they're doing, like combating pests, like western bean cutworm. I talk about that all the time, the money that we are saving farmers, how we're improving the economy. This pest is a huge problem for farmers. In fact, it's the number one corn pest in not only Nebraska, but Iowa and all the way across now to the Atlantic Ocean. And so the research that Extension is doing is saving farmers and ranchers literally hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars through increasing the yield.
So the trip made quite a difference.
Absolutely, and I love telling stories about the great work our faculty is doing, but it really comes to life when you see it for yourself. Many Nebraskans were able to get a personal glimpse of NU's work at the Nebraska State Fair and Husker Harvest Days. It's really a terrific showcase for the work that Extension does, not just in agriculture, but in areas like nutrition and technology and healthcare. Those events also help us to showcase what the 4-H and the impact that NU has in terms of really making a difference in the lives of our young people. At the end of the day, Nebraska Extension is helping Nebraska farmers and ranchers, as well as teachers and business owners, to be more productive, to be more effective, and really to be more efficient with their time.
I know we talk about all the campuses, but in this particular area, I'm guessing UNL has a big impact.
So UNL, Land Grant, the flagship campus, is certainly helping to lead the way. As an example, the Center for Plant Science Innovation at UNL is celebrating 10 years. That's a decade spent addressing the need for nutritious and stress-resistant crops to feed a hungry and growing global population. It's just another example, which is really relevant to many of our listeners enjoying the cold beverage right now. This is the research that UNL is doing around hops. Nebraska has a growing craft brewing industry. One of our faculty members, Stacy Adams, is guiding a multi-year study to see if hops can be grown locally and if it's viable for producers to grow hops for profit as an alternative crop.
I can hear it right now, the craft brewers around the state letting that achieve.
Absolutely. So UNL has tremendous momentum in educating the ag workforce. The Nebraska College of Technical Agriculture in Curtis has a 23-year high enrollment. Kasner, our College of Agriculture, is one of UNL's colleges that is seeing growth. Ag is really the foundation of Nebraska's economy, and we're producing the graduates who will keep it running.
Now, we mentioned UNL takes the lead on this among the campuses in the state, but are some of the other ones working on this as well?
Absolutely. You know, UNL is the first campus that you go to when you think about ag, but all of our campuses are contributing to the effort. So let's start with UNK. Their agribusiness program has a job placement rate of nearly 100%, and that's not surprising when you consider that one in four jobs in Nebraska is related to agriculture. Although farms are growing in size and shrinking in number, farmers are turning to larger support staff to help run their operations. So you have UNK students like Chance Hirsch studying agribusiness to broaden their opportunities. Chance grew up on a farm near Red Cloud. After he graduates, Chance can start his own farm, return to the family farm, or work for another farm. And so it's just You know, Chance is one of hundreds of examples of the students that we are impacting and preparing for life after college.
You know, in the Med Center, would they be able to throw it?
Well, they're involved and well. I always like to talk about students. Rachel Brownlee is a UNO IT graduate who develops software and provides ranch management to cattle ranchers. Her new manager app saves ranchers hours of labor each day through automated record keeping. Rachel was a freshman working in the family farm when she came up with the idea, and she presented it as a class project. Her sophomore year, received an investment offer from a company and really realized that the idea was worth pursuing. She's a great example of innovation and entrepreneurship in the ag space, and there's certainly a health aspect of farming and ranching. You know, did you know that the most common cause of agriculture-related deaths in Nebraska is overturned or tractors or ATV?
Wow.
Yeah, so and respiratory disease, hearing loss also create health risks for Nebraska farmers and ranchers. UNMC's College of Public Health helps address these issues by providing annual safety courses to young farmers and ranchers across the state. So students receive extensive training on tractor and ATV safety and learn how to properly use personal protective equipment. This year alone, UNMC certified 130 students across Nebraska through this course. And at the end of the day, each campus uses its unique strengths to support the ag community in Nebraska.
Now, early in our conversation, you mentioned national and global leadership in agriculture. How does that work done in Nebraska translate to the larger impact?
Sure. So our partnerships with farmers and ranchers really has never been more critical as we figure out how to feed a world that will be, by the year 2050, 9.6 billion people. Our faculty don't just have a seat at the table. They're leading the conversation, and I'm really excited about this. And I plan to talk more about NU's global leadership in ag as we visit in the weeks to come.
All right, very good. Conference time next week at Michigan. We'll look forward to that.
Looking forward to it. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at Halftime. We've got more Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.